I opened in 1966 as the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena, and 5 years later began my five-decade run as the home of the Golden State Warriors. In those early years, I showcased several future Hall of Famers. One of them set my all-time single-game scoring mark with a 64-point outburst in 1974, a record that still stands. And the next season, I hosted Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
Here comes Barry, but Smith keeps the dribble. Feed Barry, right of the key, wide open, pass to George. George lays it in, and the Warriors lead by 6 on one of Rick Barry's most brilliant passes. And the crowd has gone bananas. It doesn't matter now. 4 seconds left. Smith passes to Wilkes. Wilkes is on the way to the hoop. The ball game is over. 83-79, and the crowd pours onto the floor.
I was denied the celebration of the Bay Area's first NBA title, but was hopeful I would soon get my chance. As the years passed, my team featured exciting basketball. My crowd became one of the most knowledgeable and passionate in the league. And we shared moments that I and those in attendance would never forget.
Up again! Sleepy Floyd scores again! Sleepy Floyd is Superman!
A new era was then born. They had a flashy name and a flashy game. Run TMC was fun, fast, and they brought my fans to life.
They're on their feet at the Coliseum. The Golden State Warriors advance to the semifinals to play the Los Angeles Lakers.
I was disheartened by the end of that run, but the spirit of the faithful never wavered. They responded to each disappointment with renewed hope and without regard to the win-loss column. It was a sport they knew and a team they loved.
Kobe Bryant has 51.
Antoine takes it right wing. Guarded by Grant. Jumper on the way. Got another one! Back-to-back 50-point game for Jameson.
Not a bad way to start a new century. Toward the middle of that decade, a bolt of lightning struck within my walls. They were brash. They were bold. And they turned me from Oracle to Roracle with the greatest upset in NBA playoff history.
Down to 5 seconds, the Golden State Warriors have pulled off the biggest playoff upset in NBA history as they dispatched the 67-win Dallas Mavericks 4-2.
And in the following series, Baron Davis gave me quite possibly the most iconic shot in my history.
Baron shouts it down on Kirilenko's head. The right-hand spike.
As they usually do, the lightning bolt faded as fast as it came, but I still feel its effects, and it always makes me smile.
As I was reveling in the glory of We Believe, something with a stronger foundation was being built, even if I didn't understand it at the time. It was a collection of underestimated parts whose sum total would change the course of basketball history. And they were led by a rather slight, sharpshooting magician. Has there ever been a better description than baby-faced assassin?
Steph with the steal. Steph in traffic. Steph a three on the way.
And his splash sibling, who gave us arguably the greatest regular season performance ever.
Another three to the rim again. Clay three. Yes, sir! Oh, man! Oh, you're kidding me!
He's got it. His three.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
If you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it.
While those echoes wander through my rafters, I've always wondered if my name would someday be mentioned with all those other unforgettable arenas that have been the home of champions. Could this be the team that takes us all on that glorious ride?
The phrase you thought you would not hear in your lifetime. The Golden State Warriors are going to the NBA Finals. Horn sounds, final score, Warriors 104, Rockets 90. The Warriors are the NBA's Western Conference champions.
Yes, that championship was so thrilling, unexpected, satisfying. But I wasn't there. Was I wrong to feel slightly cheated? What about my moment? The next year gave me yet another achievement, maybe the greatest by a team in the regular season.
No longer chasing history. The Golden State Warriors now stand alone with 73 wins, taking their place in the annals of the NBA with the greatest regular season record of all time.
It was going to be perfect. And then Kyrie Irving injured me in a way no one ever has before or since. But I survived, and the introduction of an otherworldly superstar gave me reason to believe my time was coming.
The road to redemption has brought the Warriors back home. The Golden State Warriors are the 2017 NBA champions. Final score, Golden State 129, Cleveland 120. The Warriors win the NBA Finals 4-1 and capture the NBA title for the second time in 3 years, becoming the first team in the Bay Area to win on their home turf since 1974. And let's end the discussion right now. The Golden State Warriors have a seat at the table with the best teams of all time.